Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 63, 1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 63:1. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. These words, written by a man named David, ancient Israel's second king, became vivid to me after I completed a hot and exhausting run in the middle of summer. We were living in Kansas City at the time, an area in the Midwest of the United States known for mid-July temps topping 90 degrees and with enough humidity to make you feel like you stepped into a sauna the moment you went outside. My daughter was around 10 at the time, and so when I went running, we often made it a family event. We would start out together, me running while my husband and daughter rode bikes alongside. Then they would stop at a shaded playground along the way, and I would continue for another few miles, after which I would meet them at the park. But one day, I went farther than I had realized, and I felt myself becoming seriously dehydrated. I'm not being dramatic when I say that I literally felt as if I could die if I didn't reach water soon. Well, maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but this was the depth of craving David felt for God. And understandably so. At this time in David's story, he was living as a fugitive in the wilderness, fleeing from ancient Israel's first king, a man named Saul, and an army of soldiers under Saul's command. During his escape, David had stopped at the temple in a land called Nob, seeking food and a weapon, which the priest supplied. Unfortunately, one of Saul's men, who was also at the temple at that time, saw the priest give David bread and a sword and told Saul. The king then sent for the priests in Nob, telling his men in 1 Samuel 22, verse 17, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because they too have sided with David." When they refused, he ordered the man who had outed David to do the killing, and he did. Verses 18 and 19 state that, quote, "Doeg, the Edomite, turned and struck them down. That day he killed 85 men who wore the linen ephod. He also put to the sword Nob, the town of the priests, with its men and women, its children and infants, and its cattle, donkeys, and sheep." David learned of this. Can you imagine the guilt he must have felt, the overwhelming despair and the terror to know that Saul was so enraged, so evil, he ordered his men to kill God's servants and innocent children? Soon after, while hiding in the hilly desert of Judah, David penned the psalm in which we find today's verse, which begins with, "You, God, are my God." In the original Hebrew, this reads, "Elohim El." Throughout Scripture, we see various names for God, and each one reveals an aspect of his character. Elohim highlights God's creative power and complete authority over all the universe, Saul and his army included. Therefore, it's as if David was saying, God, who holds all power over everything that comes against me, who retains full authority over my life, you are my God, adding that he earnestly, diligently, and without delay sought God. David wasn't asking God to come near. Based on what he wrote in Psalm 139, when he penned that God was with him, whether he rose to the heaven, plunged to the depths of the earth, or rode on the dawn, David realized God is present everywhere all the time. What David yearned for was a tangible experience of God's love and grace. He wanted to receive strength and comfort through a soul-deep connection with his Creator. I thirst for you, David wrote, while gazing upon the rugged Judean hills, equating his longing for God to what one feels when wandering through a desert without access to a well, a spring, or oasis, knowing his survival is as dependent on God as it is on maintaining access to a water source. For David, this was true. Although he had a large group of men with him, they weren't strong enough to stand against Saul and his army, not in their own strength. But David didn't have to rely on his strength or perception. He had Elohim, the all-powerful creator, standing with him, sustaining him, nourishing his soul, and giving him everything he needed to pass through the wilderness victoriously. Elohim stands with us as well and dwells within us. He is present always. When life feels hard and uncertain, we often crave him with our whole being, desperate for his strength and the comfort and assurance only he can provide. That is why those seasons, although painful, can also be beautiful when they draw us to deeper dependence on and intimacy with our Lord. But I want to crave him in good times as well. When life feels noisy and threatens to douse my longings, I want to remember and reflect upon my need for Christ, and I pray that he will help me to crave him even more. I invite you to join me in asking him to increase our hunger for divine connection, to increase our awareness of our need for him, and to increase our experience of his life-giving spirit. Let's pray. Holy Father, you are our God, our creator, our sustainer. Our Father, you are the one who nourishes our soul. You hold our lives in your hands. You sustain us, Lord. You go before us and you walk beside us. You remain with us always and you dwell within us. We know intellectually how much we need you. We know we would not survive without you. But sometimes in our day-to-day living, we can forget. We get distracted. Maybe we get discouraged. Maybe we become consumed in pride. All of these things that drive us from the one we need most. And that's you. You are the only one who can fulfill and sustain the deepest longings of our soul. And you long to do so. We pray that you would increase our cravings for you. Increase our hunger for you, Lord. Increase our awareness of your presence. Help us to find strength and nourishment through our ongoing connection to you. Thank you that you never leave us. You never turn us away. You never get tired of us. You're never too busy for us. In each moment, you invite us to come and to find in you the fulfillment, the nourishment, the strength, the peace, and the joy that we desperately need. Remind us again, Lord, that we do desperately need you and all of those gifts that only you can provide. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.